This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. So today, there's got to be a good day.
I'm here. Richie's here. Roberta's here. Jennifer's here. Kenny's here.
Are you here? You should be ready.
If you're not, you're missing out.
Conversation, of course. Miss, what is the old cornball expression? Miss a minute, you miss a lot on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday, the 21st of May, is upon us. And Kenny actually has done some research on the GOP primaries. Yesterday was a big...
You make it seem like he never does. Ken actually did some research today.
Well, that's because you took it that way, because you... take things and twist them around and turn them around. And
he's actually doing something today, so there's that.
No, I'd say that about McFadden, but I don't think I would say that. I wouldn't say that about I wouldn't say that about Kenny at all. I don't, where's McFadden? He's not talking. He must be fixing.
He's out of here.
Oh, I thought he was.
No.
Did I hear his voice? I thought I heard his voice. All right, well, there's his voice. His voice. That's what I thought.
He is
right.
Here. Never
he is
mind.
Right there. Screaming in my ear. All right.
Scared me.
One, it's his one day a week to work. It's Wednesday. He shows up and spends a few
it's
hours.
It's work Wednesday.
Yeah, work Wednesday.
For you.
Very nice, Richie. Thank you. All right, so the Queen of Sheep Report coming up in a few moments. Meanwhile, Republican struggles between establishment-backed conservatives and then the Tea Party-favored rivals were a dominant feature of yesterday's primaries. I noticed Mitch McConnell, fossil that he is. I didn't even know who was running against him, but if
didn't
I
matter.
Had been a resident there, I'd voted for anybody.
Bevin was the guy's name. I just or happened to be in Louisville yesterday and saw all the coverage of it.
What was his name, Richie?
Mark Bevin. He was a Tea Party guy, a businessman down there. Apparently very charismatic, got a lot of attention.
Right.
McConnell had to spend $9 million to fend him off, but then ended up whipping his butt. So
I wonder where the $9 million came from. Take a quick look around and see who's supporting
him. And Bevin is declaring victory in that, hey, look, I got Mitch McConnell to move to the right.
Yeah. Well, moving to the right, Mitch McConnell, as I said a minute ago, is a fossil and belongs in retirement, a home someplace. All right, so anyway,
that's
Ken,
what Bevin was saying.
Yeah, well, I agree with Mr. Bevin.
So now he's got to take on the state comptroller or the state's attorney, who is the Democratic opponent
instead
now.
Instead of Ashley Judd, who might have been there had she decided that she really wanted to run. But as soon as she found out that McConnell and his people were trying to do dirty tricks before she even really declared, she said, why do I want to participate in this? I'm trying to run. I want to help. And they're already pulling out all the stops to do what they can to destroy me. Who needs that? And that's the problem with
the
system.
Politics.
Well, yeah, but the system is so broken. All right, anyway. So, Kenny, what results, other than McConnell and his fossilized remains winning yesterday in their primary in Kentucky, what else do we have?
In Georgia, Michelle Nunn, Sam Nunn's daughter, won the Democratic nomination for Senate. And the two, I don't know how many were running for the Republican, for Congress,
yeah.
But Jack Kingston and David Perdue are going to have a runoff in a couple months.
Perdue related to chicken?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, no, I think it would be Perdue as chicken. Yep. And so Nunn's daughter, is she like him? He was quite a middle-of-the-road guy and well-respected. Wasn't your typical Democrat, hardcore right or left. He was just a really stable, solid, very well-respected guy. As you know, I mean, cut from the same cloth. I'm trying to think of a Republican in that era who was of like means and reputation. Maybe Warner. I don't know. But anyway, good. So Nunn's daughter maybe is interesting in that. Who else or what else?
Democrat Jason Carter, who is Jimmy Carter's grandson, advanced. He'll be going against Nathan Deal. I think that's the governor's race. In Georgia.
Yeah. Okay.
And Bob Barr also advanced to a
Bob Barr?
For the Georgia House.
Bob Barr.
Yeah.
Really? What's he running for?
In the Georgia House.
Really? He was a congressman. I like him, frankly. I just thought he was pretty smart.
He did a radio show here for a couple of years.
Yeah, but never mind. He was really kind of, he said what I always kind of thought was right. I identified with Barr in a lot of his positions, frankly. And so it's interesting that he would run
Rich
for...
Rich and I identify with Barrs, too.
Yeah.
Lots of Barrs I identify with.
Okay, all right. Nice job, Jennifer. Good for him. All right, so what else have we got? Anything of those the most notable ones?
I think those are the big ones. Mike Simpson in Idaho kept Mark's his
brother.
Seat.
Jennifer, what have you been drinking?
Just water and BuzzBox, I swear.
That BuzzBox coffee again? Oy.
But Simpson was up against a big Tea Party guy, Brian Smith, and he beat him in the Idaho primary.
All right, so what does this say about the Tea Party? Anybody want to draw any conclusions? Tea Party watered down.
I think I agree with the Bevin guy who ran against McConnell, who is saying, listen, I didn't win, but I won. Yeah. Our Republican candidates see and feel our power and are moving in the direction that we want them to move.
All right. So who was the doctor running? Was that Bevin? It was a doctor running, first-time politician running against, and I'm sure it was in Kentucky.
Yeah, that must have been him.
Was that Bevin? I'd heard nothing but good stuff about the guy. But again, I'm so anti-McConnell that anybody, you could put an ant running against him and I'd have voted for him if I lived in Kentucky. He is the best example around now that Waxman is going of somebody who's been around way too long and just is he and his counterpart on the Senate side, what's his face from Nevada, a couple of old fossils that need to go.
That would be Harry Reid, by the way.
Yeah, Harry Reid. They should get involved. They'd put him in a big bucket of Jell-O and let him wrestle. And
that'd be awesome on the next pay-per-view.
Yeah. It was Matt Bevin, by the way.
Matt Bevin, okay. Did we see the Dr. Richie? Does it say there?
I'm trying to find that.
Well, you work on that.
Yeah.
And I'll work on some other things, including the essence of BuzzBox coffee, since Jennifer just mentioned it. A lot of people are wondering about the fact that it being Arabica and all, is it subject to the awful coffee rust that's a part of what's hitting the coffee farms in South and Central America? And the answer to that question quickly is no. The coffee rust is hitting the lowland Arabica farms. BuzzBox coffee is grown on the higher elevations. So when you call 866-456-7805 to order your free bag of BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer drinks it, Roberta drinks it, Kenny, Richie and I don't drink coffee, but we're happy to support the mission. I know Michael drinks it, and many of the people on the staff there in Washington. Just all the folks that I have seen and heard, I have some friends here in Framingham who ordered it, and they couldn't believe how well, when they opened up the mailbox, how well the aroma just sort of permeated everything. Smelled so good. If you're a coffee drinker, you need to avail yourself of a free bag of BuzzBox coffee, then you'll be hooked. And then you'll be helping not only yourself to a great cup of coffee every time you want a cup of coffee, but you'll also be helping a lot of the work that I'm trying to do with World Vision to provide the milk, dairy products, that sort of thing, to youngsters around the world where they don't have good nutrition. We can get 1,000 Good Day listeners to sign up for BuzzBox coffee. I can buy 25 or 30 cows and give them to these places through World Vision. We can provide 3,000 glasses of milk a day to children who just don't have the right nutrition. So that's one of the reasons I'm in on this, other than to help you have a great way to start your day and drink good coffee all day long. BuzzBox Coffee. Sign up for the free bag. Call 866-456-7805. Just go to DougSteffen.com. Look for the orange BuzzBox label. Click on that, and you'll be home free for your free bag of BuzzBox coffee.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams Summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome. Stick responsibly.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did?
It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Learn more at gutsyproducts.com. Roberta Fasanelli now has a frog in her throat, literally. I think she swallowed the microphone. So we're working on that. We have a doctor coming to her studio, see if we can pull it out. Meanwhile, Richie, there is a story floating around today about new rules aimed at the rising concern about drivers unintentionally backing up over children.
Ugh.
Department of Transportation, this is brilliant, isn't it? Mm. Is offering, this is your government at work, requirements to improve rear visibility in cars in the next couple of years. Most car makers would meet the requirements by installing rear-mounted video cameras. Have you noted there are more and more of these cars?
I have one.
That are being
I have one. My Explorer, and when backing out of the driveway, I can definitely see the bikes, the scooters, the kids, the dogs, you know, everything.
Do you know that at least two children are killed every week by cars backing up over them? I have no idea.
And how do you live with yourself after that? And that's tough.
That's, that's...
I just wonder.
That's got to be terrible.
Here's a guy who was a pediatrician on Long Island, backed over his two-year-old son, just rode right over him. He said, I never saw him.
When I back out of my driveway, I have my windows down.
Yeah.
If my kids are in the yard, I say, stand up on the porch of the yard. I'm so scared of this.
Well, it's something that is a problem, whether it needs to be another government mandate remains to be seen. The court has halted an execution in Missouri. I'll have that conversation next half hour of Good Day. 21 after the hour now.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Time she goes into that chorus right there,
yeah.
They cut to a goat.
Awful goat sound.
And the goat is screaming its head off.
Why? What is it? I don't understand.
Perfectly with
and
the
it's
song.
Just, and it's just hysterical.
Another person with too much time on their hands. Yeah. All right, so this is Taylor Swift singing. She's being sued by clothing brand Lucky 13. Let's see
well,
here.
No, Lucky Jeans.
The Lucky 13 clothing brand. They call their Lucky Jeans, but their right. clothing brand is Lucky 13.
Okay.
Yes?
Sure.
She says 13. It's called Lucky 13 because 13 is her favorite number.
Right.
Sells T-shirts with Lucky 13 written on them through her online store. But the fellow who owns Lucky 13 clothing, which has been creating since 1991, says, nope, you're stealing my business. He accuses her of trademark infringement for unauthorized use of Lucky 13 branding, claims they have contacted her people numerous times, no resolution, her peeps. So this fellow who owns it, Mr. Klotsky, seeking to get Taylor's merchandising site shut down and all of her profits. Anything that she's met, Klotsky?
Klotsky. Yeah.
Right. That's like going to Slotsky's Deli.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
shoes, no socks, no Klotsky.
Well, it's like
no
a medical Klotsky. Condition. I'm sorry, sir, but you have a Klotsky.
Right.
I mean, you know.
So he wants her to give him all the profit she's made so far.
Right. That's going to happen.
She's Lucky 13.
Yeah. And I have damages. A feeling her lawyers are better than yours.
Okay. So here's what I want. I love these guys. You've damaged the reputation of Lucky
yeah.
13. Who
Taylor
the hell
Swift.
Even knew? Who even knew what Lucky 13 was before? I never heard of it before. Did you, Jennifer?
Oh, it's a popular.
Yeah,
it's
Lucky 13.
It's a popular.
Yeah. So how is yeah. she hurting it?
I would think she's helping it, though, because it's like an unpaid spokesperson,
right.
Sort of.
Yeah, so
no,
Kenny,
but
think...
they're not making money. Yeah, it would be like if I was to start selling beverages that I called Pepsi.
For you, Kenny.
I couldn't do it.
Pepsi, 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 cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's do that, Kenny. But just to spell it differently. Spell it, let's see, how could you spell Pepsi differently?
P-E-P-S-E.
Is it the goat thing? There you go. Nice.
There's also one with Miley, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
When the hell are you going to grow up,
Rich? My son and I watch that, and we cry laughing every time.
Really? Does he understand?
Oh, yeah.
Basically?
Yeah, speaking of goat screaming. What's to understand?
All right. So, speaking of understanding things, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, a celebrity interviewer decided to use his job to make a video for his fiance. Richie, I think we have some audio of this. He got Cameron Diaz, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Hugh Jackman to say a couple of words, and then he put them all together for his bride to be. You got a little.
Jenny, congratulations. You picked the right dude.
Congratulations, Jenny. Congratulations, Jenny.
Get you to spend the rest of your life with this guy, huh?
Cameron.
Jenny, congratulations.
Talking of marriage,
Fox.
I'm getting married in May.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. But, you know, I would drop Jenny in a second, an instant, if you would marry me, Piggy. Would it happen?
You just said that on television.
Jenny, run for the hills, okay? This guy is no good. He's not good for you.
Video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat? You bet. I remember years ago, one of my first books was How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And when I talked about the concept of getting a cat to walk on a leash in a harness or getting a cat to come when called, I'm telling you, the men with the white coats were sitting outside my door. I remember doing a segment on the David Letterman show. He thought I was absolutely crazy. I was training his two dogs at the time. And he said, you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, can you? I said, sure you can. And after kind of going back and forth, I did a segment on the show where I brought my own cat, Maudie at the time, leash and harness on her, walked across the stage, had her come when I called her, and it kind of opened people's eyes a little bit to the concept that cats are really smart. In fact, sometimes I say cats are so smart they convince the public that they're stupid just so we leave them alone. Don't let your cat stagnate. If you want to see the great outdoors, do it in a safe, sensible way. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
But she will make a great mom. And so we work our way into this part of your Wednesday. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Somewhere Roberta is lurking. But Roberta, as akin as she is to drama, seems to have in some way, shape, or form, she has executed her her connection to us backwards. So we're not hearing, but that's all right. We'll figure it out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of executing, Missouri Attorney General's office appealed a federal, how do you appeal an appeals court ruling? I guess they did. And so the court halted the execution of Russell Bucklew. Russell Bucklew, a condemned killer. The appeal came after a three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals halted the execution, scheduled to die today for killing a Missouri man in 1996. There's swift justice for you. 18 years after he committed the murder, he's going to be executed. Yep. His medical evidence demonstrates the requisite sufficient likelihood of unnecessary pain and suffering because they can't find a vein in this guy's arm. So
that's clever. Hide your vape. Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah. How much
never
of this
heard
stuff
that one before?
Are my we mom going has to, a hard time.
He has a congenital condition known as cavernous hemangiomoma. Causes weakened blood vessels, as well as tumors in his nose.
Ew.
So why the hell isn't the guy dead yet, then, if he's got tumors in his nose and his throat?
Ugh.
The state does not have the right to inflict extreme torturous pain during an execution.
Yeah.
Oh, and his...
Sounds more like you're putting him out of his misery than sending him to the death sentence.
Where do these people come from? Honestly, where do these people come from? Why, and some of my closest and dearest friends will be saying right now, yelling at the radio, what happened to the person he killed? What about that person?
Right.
The cruel and unusual. Anyway, Missouri switched from a 3-drug protocol to a single drug. None of the 6 inmates executed since then made the change. They made the change, shown outward signs of pain or suffering. Shoot them.
Yeah. At this point, come on.
Unbelievable. So there are a lot of states joining Missouri, having their scheduled executions delayed or even stopped by lawsuits over the drugs. But there appears to be a simple remedy which avoids virtually all the problems.
It's like called a bullet.
Present a problem and then a solution to it.
Yeah.
The problem of using injections to carry out capital punishment, by the way, there are 30 states which still authorize the practice. The lawsuit to stop Missouri from getting injectable, whatever this stuff is called, is it pentobarbital? I think that's what it is.
This sounds close.
Compounding pharmacy. They stopped them getting that. But they're getting drugs from other places. And now they're worried about the drugs being certified. And I'm saying these people are certifiable. Missouri was forced to switch from the 3-drug execution regimen to this new drug. The death penalty opponents already been successful in legal challenges in 2 Supreme Court decisions. So the U.S. makers of this sodium thiopental, is that what it's called? Thiopental. Stop making it available because the company has a thing about the death penalty. So they don't want to have their stuff used for that. But
really, what did they go into business for?
Well, it's not their only business, but they supply drugs for animals. And it's the same stuff. That's what really drives me bananas, and I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. If you can put a dog to sleep, I can put a cow to sleep on my farm without any pain whatsoever, no suffering.
We've been through this. A cow doesn't know what's about to happen.
Right, they don't fight it.
They don't fight it.
Well, so they give the guy a sleeping pill, or a, what is it? What's the pill that begins with a V? That
Viagra.
But no.
That would help.
That's just my favorite pill that starts with V. Okay, what's the
Well, this conversation's over.
This guy was sitting in the death chair, and we're talking about Viagra.
Hey, if you're going to go out happy,
hey,
right?
That's yeah, right.
All right.
Got a place to put your coat.
Okay. Where am I going to hang the iron?
Right, 9 past the hour.
All right. So, what is the pill? Stop your foolishness for a minute, General.
Vicodin.
Is Vicodin?
Vicodin wouldn't really
slows.
Do
that. No. It's not. It's not Vicodin. There's some other drug begins with a V that you take and it slows you. It slows you down. It makes you relaxed.
Why don't they just give them pot?
Well, that might be a. It's smoke.
Eat some of these brownies, sir. Yeah. It'll all be over soon.
Right. Well, that'd be a good way of doing it. Put poison in brownies. Why not just poison them?
Why not just poison your last supper?
They won't know where it's coming from.
Right. I mean, come on. How silly is all of this?
It's peas.
How much time have we spent talking
about
this
your meatloaf
reality? Put some poison in his food and kill him that way. What is the problem? Or give him some Monsanto GMO modified foods. That would kill him sooner or later. I mean, after 18 years, if you put him on GMO modified food 18 years ago, he'd have been long gone by now.
I think by now you can just let this guy out. With his luck, he'll probably get hit by a bus when he hits the street.
All right, so here's another legal ruling. You ready?
Tumors in his nose.
Yeah. Here's the story from Pennsylvania, where yesterday a judge overruled the latest gay marriage ban that was passed. I've forgotten whether this was not a vote of the citizenry. This was a judgment that was made after a law was passed by the legislature. Then some judge says, no, it's not legal. Now another judge says it is. When are we going to smarten up and stop this foolishness? If people are gay, they want to get married or they want to do whatever they want to do. As long as it doesn't hurt you, why do you want your tax dollars spent? Do you know how much money we've spent in this country in the past 10 years fighting these various gay marriage proposals? In the hundreds of millions of dollars of your tax money. For what? Why? What's going to happen that will ruin your life if a couple of gay guys or a couple of lesbos get married? Or just, I mean, I don't get it. Sorry, I don't get it. And, Richie, I wanted to bring this to your attention.
Uh-oh.
Having thought about that, I still have trouble believing how much I'm overcharged when I buy certain things. Been convinced to pay prices for things. And when I think about that, I go to taxes. I thought about it the other day. As a matter of fact, we were talking about our tax bill. I was talking to Meredith about the phone.
Don't get me started.
Tax bill. And then I went right to what you always are talking about, you and taxes.
Yep.
And how lazy people are because they do not know. And by the way, the same thing happens with insurance. You can, any number of people who just pay their bill, these guys are robbing you blind, charging you for things that you haven't ordered. I checked my automobile policy. I think it's pretty expensive on the farm. I was looking at things I was being charged for, things that I didn't want, things that I didn't ask for, but they just were there. And what they count on is that you won't look at the bill, that you'll see, okay, I pay by the month, and I owe $236 this month. Okay, here's my check.
That's why I canceled my phone bill, because of all the ridiculous taxes and charges
in your
phone bill. That's why I went to Vonage.
But how
many
people?
They're working against you. They want you to mess up.
Yeah.
You know, I started doing this job.
They're making a killing, though.
Oh,
doing
I started, you know, doing the accounting stuff at my day job, and we got our bill for the rent. No big deal. Same as always.
Right.
Doesn't have a due date on it. So I pay bills every Monday now. So I just saved it till the next Monday. I cut the check and sent it out. I get a notice from them that they're going to charge me $450 for a late fee. And I said, I didn't even have the bill a week. I got it the first week.
And where does it say on there when it's due?
Where's the due date? And she said, well, it's in your lease agreement. You have to have it paid by the 10th, and it arrived on the 14th, and we're going to charge you. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't pay it.
Are you kidding?
But to live in that dump where you are, I would pay myself
$400. Exactly what I said to her.
Yeah, exactly.
You can take it and keep it later.
Yeah, right. That's it. But the point here is there are dirty little secrets in the bills that you get. My advice, Richie's advice, Jennifer's advice, Kenny's advice, is to look at all of your bills.
And question everything.
All of them. Question everything.
My wife is so good at this.
But the insurance companies are the best at this. Screwing you around, whether it's life insurance companies, house insurance, car insurance.
You want to wake up to this?
Insurance companies are the ones that screw you. They rip you off more than anybody else.
Try getting cancer and going through the and battling one with the insurance companies.
Yeah.
That's just what you need.
Yep. That's a real screwing.
What do you mean? And here's the biggest tip I can give you.
Yeah.
When you go to the hospital, every doctor that walks into your room, ask them whether they are in network or not.
That's a good tip.
When the hospital admits you and they take your insurance, that does not mean that every doctor that walks into your room takes your insurance. And I got nailed.
Did you?
For thousands of dollars that I had to pay out of pocket.
Really?
Because
they don't.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just in the hospital. I'm sitting in the room. A doctor comes in and says, "Hi, I'm Dr. Such and Such. I'm here to check on such and such." And you're like, "Okay, great. Please let me know what's going on."
And you're vulnerable. You want service.
And you get a bill a couple of months later saying, "Oh, out of the 10 doctors that saw you, these 5 aren't in network, and you have to pay out of pocket."
Not me. I wouldn't pay it. Let them take me to court.
Huh? That's what you got
to
do.
Well, are you going to pay it, or are you going to let them take you to court?
Sorry, paid.
Done. Why? You? You, about all people, why would you pay you?
I'm going through the back door.
How are you going
to
fix it?
I have appeals through the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. So now I wouldn't give my money in the first place.
Well, I'm not like you. I care about my credit report.
Yeah, have you noticed everything we brought up to Doug? He's like, I wouldn't pay it.
Right. I'm not paying him.
Yeah. I'm not paying it.
Gee, wonder why you couldn't get that loan last year,
buddy. Oh, okay. Just calm down.
You pay your bills, but only, I'm not paying them. That's ridiculous. I'm not paying them.
Well, because I take a stand.
That's great.
But they screw around with your credit. They're the worst
also,
things.
Yeah, you have to deal with that too.
Yeah.
So then you have to fight them to take it off your credit once you prove your point.
Nope, I don't bother anymore. I know. Nope, not at all. Nope, don't
good
bother.
For you.
I don't care anymore. I don't care. I will not pay for services not rendered. They can send me bills until the cows come home, and the cows, by the way, are already home, so I'm not worried about the bill. Cows are here, and they're very comfortable and happy. Jennifer, in 60 seconds, big television news, big television report coming right up. Big news. Lots of results from the TV shows coming right up here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals. Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How?
No. Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm going to.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 5/24/14. Limited to progress roll. Supplies last.
All right, Jen has... I want to know, first of all, Michael Jace.
Yeah.
Who played the police officer on the FX television series S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. S.H.I.E.L.D. has been arrested. They claim he shot his wife. What's the story?
They don't claim. He claims it. He actually called the police on himself. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
He's confessed to shooting his wife to death Monday night at their home in Hyde Park, California, just a suburb of Los Angeles.
Really?
He was detained Monday night after his wife was found dead with gunshot wounds. This is all according to CBS. The actor is also known for Southland and for the Russell Crowe feature in 2009, State of Play. His wife was found dead at about 8:30 p.m. after police were called to the home in the Hyde Park area of Los Angeles. He confessed to everything.
Wow.
Los Angeles police said in a statement that the motive for the shooting is believed to be domestic violence. Sad thing is, his kids were right there for the whole thing.
Oh,
his two children,
God.
They witnessed the crime.
Ah.
And they've been taken to a family member's
home. Yeah. All right, better news. Voice finale.
I think the right thing happened.
Yeah.
If spoiler alert, turn down your radios if you don't want to know. Josh Kaufman from Team Usher won. This is the first time in the entire series that it wasn't Blake or Adam's team that won. So this is kind of cool.
I love this guy's voice.
Did Carson Daly screw up at the beginning of the program?
No, he didn't. But there was a malfunction, I guess, with the iTunes votes. So they said they would not be counted towards the tally. But then he went on to mention that it wouldn't have mattered to the outcome anyway. So why not just leave him in? But so Josh Kaufman, congratulations. He beat out Jake Worthington and Christina Grimmie.
All right, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Yeah, Max won. Max Schmurkowski. He was a big winner with Meryl Davis. She was the skater, I think, right? Isn't that Meryl Davis?
Prove it by me. You're asking me?
But she beat out Candace Cameron, whose partner was Mark Bellis. They placed third. And then Amy Purdy and
Derek.
Who names
your child Candace Cameron? Who comes up with a name?
Kirk Cameron's mother.
Like Phil Phillips.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Candace Cameron is okay.
Douglas Dudley or something.
She's actually Candace Cameron Bure now. Anyway, she came in third. Amy Purdy and her partner, Derek Hough, who like wins every year, came in second.
Miss Purdy.
And then Marilyn Max were the big winners. So there you go. That was the wrap-up from last night's show.
So we're carrying a story at DougStefan.com today about Arsenio Hall launching a Kickstarter campaign to raise money to buy the Clippers.
He's trying to raise $1 billion. Good luck with that, Arsenio.
After people that already have
$1 billion. He donates $35,000. He has a fake t-shirt put on his back, and he shows everybody on TV.
Really?
Yeah. I just want a piece of the team if I put the money.
And if you donate $50, he retweets your tweet.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
This is Josh Kaufman, by the way. Great voice.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it. Oh, I guess we've got it. Is that Michael McDonald?
Yeah. Sounds like
Come on. Spoiler.
Yeah, the guy's a beautiful voice, man.
51 after on Good Day.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Cucarachi of dog and cat people. I see Warren moving his hips right now. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Also, he is the former probably, it's not, I don't mean former as
foremost.
Used to be. No, he is the formulator. He's like the decider. He's the formulator of Hugs and Kisses, a great mineral and vitamin supply source for your dogs and cats. It is called Hugs and Kisses. You can get it at hugsandkisses.com. I bet you can. You sell that stuff on Amazon.com?
We do.
Yeah, there you go. I thought that would be a good thing to do. Warren Eckstein, with a focus on dogs who are eating jerky treats, where do your treats, if you're feeding your dog treats, do you know where they come from?
It could kill your dog.
Could kill?
Details next.
Right. Thank you, Rich.
Very good.
Stand by for killing your dog.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super Eggstein.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super Eggs Great Rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination Super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
We're just talking nicely about insurance companies. Wow. Four before the hour. Warren Eckstein is blogging about all the dogs that die after they've eaten some of these jerky treats. Is this because there was something in them because they were manufactured poorly in the country of origin? What's the story here?
Well, most of the treats that came in that were sickening and killing the dogs were manufactured in China, and the regulations there are very, very easy, so it's not unusual for that to happen. But this has been going on for the last couple of years. This isn't the first time the story hit the
papers. Yeah, I remember we talked about it. But what's new here, Warren, is that Petco has announced on Tuesday that they will stop selling cat and dog treats made in China by the end of this year, and they will start moving to treats made in New Zealand, Australia, and South America.
We can't make dog treats here?
In the United States.
Thank
Why
you,
can't we make dog treats?
Let me give you an example.
No, we are.
Let me give you an example, Doug. On my website, okay, at thepetshow.com, I sell a lot of different products. Hugs and Kisses, Arthrosoothe Gold. There's a lot of products I sell. Not only is every product made in the USA, and this is what you got to be careful of, the products are sourced in the USA. For example, you might see a label that says made in the USA. That doesn't mean the products aren't coming in from China or somewhere else. It's just made in the USA.
They assemble it.
Exactly.
Like
that's
cars,
right.
All the products, all the pieces of the car made all over the world, they assemble it here.
You have
doesn't
to be
mean
so, so careful. That's why I made sure that every product I deal with is manufactured in the USA. But here's what I have, and Rich, this is kind of what bugs me a little bit. Last year, 2 years ago, when this story first started breaking, why did it take Petco and now PetSmart 2 years to pull these products?
And here's the thing. They will stop selling them by the end of this year.
There
meaning
you go.
That we have all this stuff that might kill your dogs that we still need to get rid of. Hey, listen to this. Since, 2007, the FDA has received reports of 4,800 complaints of pet illnesses and 1,000 reports of dog deaths.
Right.
After Chinese-made chicken, duck, or sweet potato treats were taken.
Eaten. When do we get smart on this? Good Lord.
Yeah, you know, even with rawhide, for example, a lot of people give their dogs rawhide bones, and I always recommend if you want to use rawhide, make sure the rawhide is made in the USA for several reasons. First of all, a lot of rawhide that comes in from foreign countries, especially China and those areas, they're treated with chemicals like arsenic as a preservative. Who would want to give their dog that? Plus the fact they're water buffalo.
Wait a minute, hold on. I just figured out how to put the guy to death in Missouri.
Feed him Chinese dog treats?
Right. With arsenic, he's done. Finished. Over. Wait a minute. There's also an obligatory line here. Richie, I'm surprised at you. He did it. Good for you, Richie. Move him out. That's it. Warren, you've inspired us. You're a good
Thank
man.
You. That's my job.
I know it is. Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show. Check out Hugs and Kisses, not made with Chinese rawhide.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.